everybody. Good morning. It is Monday morning. It's Snipes and Stripes Weekend Edition, and we are all set for the conference finals, PLZ. Happy Monday. How was your weekend? Some great hockey again. And I'm going to say again, it was a lopsided game, but again, we see why the greatest players in the world get paid the way that they do, and they come up in huge situations, as in Connor McDavid and Draisaitl in a pivotal game six that we saw over the weekend. How was your weekend, buddy? What's going on?
Well, it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to game seven tonight, but I'll send you a picture offline. I had a hernia for like 2 years, and JR, it was the size of literally a baseball. It was disgusting.
Oh, no.
It was disgusting. Well, on Friday morning, I woke up and it had ruptured, and it was literally strangling my intestines. And I call the Blues medical trainer. He's like, hey, go in and see Dr. Blunt. He's the best in St. Louis. He does all the Blues. I go in and see him. I'm walking around my house, buddy, and I'm like, I'm in so much pain.
Oh my God. I know what that feels like, by the way. Did Razor Ray take care of you? Is that who you called?
So, exactly. So I go in at 2:30, and the guy looks at it, he goes, we need to operate now. So they operated at 5:30, and I'm sitting here with an ice pack, but it is 1,000%. I will take the surgery pain that I have right now compared to the pain that I had on Friday. It was not how I planned on my Friday starting. So, but anyway, I'm doing good now. I'm looking forward to game seven tonight. Let's thank our sponsors before we get into Brock Besser and that news. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. And shout out to your Whiskey in the Wild, buddy.
Yeah, Whiskey in the Wild, the best chocolate orange whiskey of all time. Go to whiskeyinthewild.com and order today. It is fantastic. And hopefully your neck guards and all your safety gear is going very well.
Going really well. Actually, I was talking to you guys, the former players, this past week. We're doing some custom orders. So, yeah, reach out to me today for custom neck guards for your organization. So let's get into game seven tonight. Breaking news this morning or last night, Brock Besser is not going to play tonight, JR, because of blood clots. Did you ever have blood clots when you were playing? Like, how does this happen?
You get to take the vaccine. You're laughing. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You take the vaccine, and that's going to create a lot of problems. No way should a young man like Brock Besser be getting blood clots. And I'm very serious about this, because my son and my future son-in-law that is getting married this weekend to my daughter, his dad just passed away last week, unexpectedly, in the middle of the night, of a blood clot.
Jesus.
Just got another jab a few months back. 62.
Young.
He died 10 days before his son was marrying my daughter. And he had a blood clot. And the family and my daughter are convinced of where it stemmed from. And it's happening rampant around the world. The only problem is you don't hear about it, is because these people that are in charge of the health world are evil. And unfortunately, that's a terrible thing to happen, not only to people around the world, my son-in-law's dad, really putting my daughter's wedding in a tailspin, having a funeral on Thursday and a wedding on Saturday.
That is not
what we wanted, but Brock Besser, I think, is another catastrophe of the bigger catastrophe. And I don't care what people say to me. They can say whatever they want, but I am going to I'm going to lay blame on the jab, period. And I don't care what you think about me.
Where is the wedding?
It's in Germany.
In Germany?
Yeah, it's in Germany. I leave for Germany tomorrow, so I get to watch game 7 tonight. And Vancouver without Brock Besser is probably a huge underdog. Brock Besser has been the most clutch player for Vancouver in the playoffs with his goal scoring, timely goal scoring ability. With the, you know, playing a third goaltender, even being at home, they're going to give it a great shot. And but the way that Draisaitl and McDavid played in game 6, especially McDavid, I don't know, you got to give the upper hand to Edmonton, in my opinion.
Listen, before we get to that, because I know you don't want to, what you just talked about is absolutely tragic. It's disgusting. It's sad. So many different words that you could use to describe it. And it's ironic that you brought that up, because I ran into a guy this past weekend at the rink, and he's an off-ice official here in St. Louis, and he's also he's older, he's in his 60s, he's also a supervisor for the local minor hockey. And I walked up to him, and I'm like, Jerry, are you okay? And he's like struggling to walk down the hallway. And he goes, Peelsy, he goes, I had a stroke a few weeks ago. And I'm like, a stroke? And he goes, yeah. And the ironic thing is, 2 weeks before my stroke, I went in and got a clean bill of health. And 2 days before my stroke, I got another shot. And 2 weeks before that, like I said, went in, oh, his doctor, everything's fine. All of a sudden he gets the shot again. And all of a sudden this healthy man has a stroke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. And
yeah,
this is a hockey show, but what you're going through is, see, it's easy for people to discount it, not talk about it, but when it happens to you like it is right now and it's affecting your family, like you said, you've got a funeral Thursday and the wedding Saturday, that's really, it's just sad. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, this is a hockey show and we don't want to go too politically personal, but it's kind of hard when the biggest disgrace on humanity, the biggest disgrace on humanity that's ever been laid on in humanity is COVID and the vaccine. Without question, it is a political ploy to get somebody out of office, to make people afraid, and to put money into pockets of Big Pharma. And it was, I don't care what anybody says to me, I will never not believe that. The facts lead that way. The facts lead to that analysis. Not just hearsay or happenstance. The facts point that way. So I'm going to keep it at that, and we'll try to get.
More importantly, how's your daughter doing?
It's been a hard week. It's been a hard week. You know. Again, you know, you want the greatest moment in your lifetime, you know, to marry the person that you love, and you know, to have a very important person that you love in your life pass away right before that. It's very difficult. So it's a celebration. We're looking at it. It's a celebration of life and a celebration of love. So it's not too often. Yeah. Not too often you get to be around all the people that you love in both happy and sad situations.
To all our listeners out there, JR's, your daughter is like a world-class rider in Germany,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes. She's one of the top riders and will probably be competing in the world championships in September, for the US. And, she's a superstar for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brock Besser, buddy. 7 goals, 5 assists, 12 playoff games so far. You know what? Going back to Vancouver, Tocchet is going to have those guys ready. But I got to tell you, if I was to bet on this game and bet on it through Bet Online, I think I got to take Edmonton, bud.
Oh, 100%. You 100% have to. Without Besser, who has been, like I said, the key goal scorer. I mean, look what he did against Nashville.
Right.
You know, two goals in the last minute. Look what he did. He scored that, you know, the game tying goal, yep. You know, just the other day against Edmonton, although they did lose late in the game. But he has been the key goal scorer. You're not getting anything from Elias Pettersson. No. He's been quiet, and you can see he's just outmatched in terms of his strength and the pace of the game. Whether that's mental or physical, you take your pick. I think JT Miller has been good,
yep.
but hasn't been overly great. And who's going to step up? Who's going to step up for that team? Who's going to step up and take that big chunk of offense that they're losing with Brock Besser? I mean, Connor Garland is can only do so much. I mean, he's small, he's weak, he's not good inside. He's a good perimeter player. He's getting thrown around a lot, but who's the guy that's going to pick up that goal scoring?
Well, that's, you know what, it's going to be picked up by the third. If Vancouver's going to win this game, it's probably got to be one down in the trenches by the third and fourth line.
You know, like a guy like Lafferty has got to be a guy that that does things that are outside his character zone, because he's a very dependable player. You know, good defensive player, good penalty killer, but does have some offensive talent. The guys like that have to find a way to fit into the offense. Maybe take a little bit more chances offensively. Shoot a little bit more rather than dump the puck in, you know, try to carry it in on the entry, do a little bit that are a little bit more uncharacteristic to their style. But they need it, somebody. And again, these are situations when we find us like future stars. This is where we find where people come in and take advantage of a situation. Someone's going to step into that role of Brock Besser on that line and has an opportunity to change the course of his career. Now, will that happen? I don't know.
I think Edmonton's going to win. Evander Kane's been playing better. Side a lot. You know, the key guys.
All of them. It's like that was a 5-1 thumping.
Well, and listen, and the best player in the world right now, and Connor McDavid, a little birdie told me over the weekend. I had a message from somebody in Edmonton, and they said he's dealing with a pretty significant injury right now. And we know in the playoffs, everybody's dealing with injuries, but there's a reason that he isn't on top of his game right now. But I'd still take a 70-80% Connor McDavid over anybody else. And I gotta give credit to Chris Knobloch. I think I really like this guy, JR. He's shown a lot of – he's pretty cool customer behind the bench there. And what he's done in Edmonton, he's done a tremendous job. And I think he 100% made the right choice by going to Calvin Pickard for two. Mm-hmm. But I also give him credit for saying, you know what, Stuart Skinner, we gave you a break. We gave you a couple games off. Mentally get yourself to get your shit together again and put him into game six. And Skinner played well. And Skinner's got to – he's got to – goaltend Arturs Shelos tonight, but I think Edmonton's going to win. And if it's Edmonton and Dallas, or if it's Vancouver Dallas, either team, we're going to have one hell of a conference final.
Yeah, it just feels like that, right? It just feels like it's the it just feels like it's the Connor McDavid Dreisaitl moment.
Yes.
Game seven, they had a big win in game six. And with Connor McDavid even injured, he had three assists.
Right.
You know, Hyman played good. You said Evander's playing well. Their defense is playing strong. If Skinner comes back in and plays, I think half decent.
Correct.
Half decent. I don't think Vancouver right now has the offensive potential to outscore or outduel Edmonton. And with the third string goaltender, I don't think they have the defensive aspect either. So it's going to come down to special teams. If Edmonton can stay out of the penalty box, not allow Vancouver to get on the power play and vice versa. That's always a big issue in game sevens. Who is the, you know, the, the quieter team in terms of taking penalties, more disciplined team. But this is what we want. This is exactly what we want in a situation like this, getting ready for this game seven that's going to put the conference finals into place. I was really impressed with Dallas being able to get rid of Colorado, which was very impressive in Colorado, 2-1, after Colorado gave them a thumping in Dallas. I thought for sure that Colorado would step up, because we talked about it last Wednesday, how Colorado was going to be ready. That was going to be one of their best games, which it was. Every single player, even, you know, obviously McKinnon leading the way. But that Dallas team.
They're good, buddy.
I'm telling you, they could be the best all-around team left in the playoffs in terms of their defensive system, their goaltender, their offense, their special teams. Impressive to watch.
I think they beat Vancouver or Edmonton. I really do. I think Dallas is the best team in the West right now. And I think they're going to go to the Stanley Cup final. And you know what? Pete DeBoer, I think 5 out of the last 7 years has been in the conference finals. This guy is one hell of a coach. And I saw his interaction with Zach Parise as they were shaking hands the other day. I saw it when Dallas beat Vegas a couple weeks ago, the players hugging him. But these players love playing for Pete. And he is one hell of a coach. And whatever, whoever they're going to play, and we'll get to Florida and the Rangers in a second, but whoever they play, it's going to be a great series. I think Dallas will come out of the West, though.
Yeah, especially when we talk about, you know, the injuries. If McDavid does have an injury and it does fester and get worse, that's not good news for Edmonton against a team like Dallas. They have too many offensive weapons, and again, their defensive style of play. I mean, to hold Colorado to one goal in Colorado in a game six situation to avoid a game seven is extremely, extremely impressive. So
Jim Nill's done a tremendous job there.
He really has.
Either him, it's a combination of him, it's a combination of their scouts, getting Wyatt Johnson and Robertson and all these young, Stankoven, all these young players, they've got a good, he's building a good.
Yeah, can we give shout out to one of the craziest names in all of sports? Stank, it's not Stankoven, it's Stankoven. I know they say Stankoven, but I'm going with Stankoven. Sounds much better.
How's your nickname, Stanky?
I mean, but can you, and the way that he plays is Stanky, right? He's just in your face. He's gritty. He slashes and he digs in there, and he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he goes in those high traffic areas and he just gets under your skin and he's stanky. You gotta love it.
Rangers, Florida. Awesome. Wow. As you know from playing in the league for so long, anytime the New York Rangers are in the playoffs deep, it's good for hockey.
Oh,
it's Now, Matthew Tkachuk, he made a statement, and I actually texted Matthew yesterday, and I said, hey, good luck in the conference finals. Embrace and love New York City. And he said to me, he goes, Pielzy, it's my favorite building to play in. Like, this series, I think, is going to be awesome. Awesome.
Well, the two best teams in the East. If you start the playoffs, the two teams that you're probably going to pick to be in the conference finals are the Rangers in Florida. Mm-hmm. They were the best teams coming down the stretch. They were the most all-around teams. Obviously, Rangers winning the President's Cup trophy, but Florida was up there for most of the year. And especially since January, might have been the best team in the National Hockey League. So to see these two teams going at each other, it's going to be hard for Florida, because literally they're going to be on the road for 7 games. I mean, I don't care what the fan base in Florida has created during playoffs, because more people come out for the playoffs than during the regular season. But more Ranger fans from Florida are going to come out than Florida fans. It's going to be a Ranger-fested Jersey arena Sunrise.
I wonder if – I haven't seen anything on it, but do you remember last year or the year before you had to be a resident of Florida to buy tickets to go to the Tampa Bay Lightning? because they were afraid of that. I wonder if that sort of thing is going to happen again, because you're right.
I don't see how you do that.
I don't either. Cause you know, this, there's a lot of New Yorkers in Florida, buddy. There's a lot of New Yorkers.
And even more now since COVID hit, since all this bullshit happened. Yeah.
A lot of them moved down there. So, this is going to be, you've got great goaltending in Bobrovsky and Sturkin. You've got star power with Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Panarin, Kreider. Chris Kreider, I tweeted out on Thursday or Friday, other than Joe Pavelski, buddy, he might be the best player at tipping pucks in front of the net.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I saw a clip yesterday. They've got a light skate probably, and there he is in front of the net tipping pucks. It's unbelievable. He's incredible.
Well, there's these guys that have that really cool and very creative talent, like that are the best in the game, but they continue to practice to improve their craft, right? Like look at what Sidney Crosby does after every practice. He's taking backhands. He's got the best backhand in the world, yet he's taking 100 backhands, you know, after practice. Joe Pavelski stands in front of the net for 20 minutes and just tips pucks. There's a reason why these guys are the best, because even though they know they're the best and they are the best, they still go at it. They don't take it for granted. They keep sharpening their craft, which is, you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, three goals in the third period to win that series by Kreider was spectacular. And they weren't overly impressive. They're just grinding, get to the front of the net, go where the puck is going, and you get rewarded. And that's a good lesson for a lot of kids to learn is, you know, you want to score goals, get to the high traffic areas, get to where the puck needs to go.
You know, this could be a physical series too, because you know Trouba's going out there. He's wanting to, you know, blow some guys up. You've got
Miller. Miller will, you
know. Like, this is going to be a physical series. And let's not forget about the coaches. We've got two possibly down the road Hall of Fame coaches here in Peter Laviolette and Paul Maurice.
Yeah.
Two really good guys.
Too. Yeah. Like, yes.
Like, yeah. You know, really good guys, good coaches. I could listen to Maurice talk all day. He's hilarious. It's going to be one hell of a series. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're going to take the physical aspect, you got to take Florida. Florida is much more physical, much more built for a physical game than New York is. But I mean, New York is New York. I mean, they finished number one for a reason. And if Shesterkin's on his game, it's going to be very difficult for Florida to win the series. But I got to agree with Matthew Tkachuk. You're playing in Madison Square Garden. You're playing in the most famous arena in the world. Yep. And if that doesn't light somebody up and get somebody excited, being on Broadway, being on that big stage, then there's something seriously wrong with you.
Listen, you didn't shy away from the bright lights. When you skated out at MSG, and I'm sure you have memories of that, and you can probably picture yourself even now skating out there. Was that one of the best feelings ever?
Yeah, I scored two of my best. Absolutely. Because you know, this is where the most famous people in the world perform.
Right.
Right on that stage. And to be a part of that most famous grouping is, I mean, it's a very humbling, and it's an accomplishment. It's an honor to be able to do that. I scored some of my best goals in Madison Square Garden. Also broke my jaw in 28 places in Madison Square Garden. I walked in at 3:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday to an elephant shitting all over the place next to a Zamboni, because the Ringling Brothers of Barnum and Bailey Circus were there at 11 to 1, and they had to lay the ice down. So they had to take all the Ringling Brothers equipment off and put all the animals into pens. Not depends as in underwear, but in the pens. And then they had to lay the ice down from 1 until 8. And our game was at 8 o'clock. And literally, I was standing next to an elephant 2 hours before I was playing the hockey game on Madison Square Garden. That just goes to show you how unbelievable this building is.
Is that, I can picture the play. I think the face-off was on the right side. Is that when you took the puck to the face from the flop shot?
Yeah, so it was in the third, I believe it was the first period.
It was in the Zamboni end.
It was in the Zamboni end in the Zamboni corner. I lost the faceoff, and the puck just came just on a tee, came back to Boris Muranov, who just walked into a slap shot, and I saw it right when it was 2 inches from my mouth, from the middle of my mouth, and I was able to turn my head just enough to where it hit my chin and just exploded my whole jaw out of my head, and not knowing the situation or the call, Darren Pang was on the call. Yeah. So, you know, to listen to Darren talk about that incident when I do watch the replays, you know, I don't remember anything because obviously I was knocked out, and I just seeing myself on the ice and then seeing the blood start coming out from underneath my head but I did stand up. They held my jaw together. I skated off. I wouldn't let them carry me off. And I got a standing ovation from Madison Square Garden fans. And as a flyer, that doesn't happen very often, if ever. So again,
jaw 28 places. Like, I don't even know if that's, I didn't even
think. It was just one of those breaks. And it literally, you could see in the x-ray, the outline of the puck, where my jaw just collapsed and caved in. And then all the spider breaks, you know, like when you crack a glass, all those spider breaks that just go in every which way, in every direction. That's pretty much how it went.
How long is the surgery for that sort of thing?
2-3 hours? It was a 6 hour surgery. Six hour surgery. I was in the hospital for a day and a half afterwards. And I remember there was a game in Philly. Our next game was in Philly, and the Flyers were sending a car to pick me up at the hospital up in New York. Yeah. And the police department sent a police escort with the limousine to get me. No. And then they picked me up in New York, and then they gave me a police escort down the New Jersey Turnpike, and we went straight to Wells Fargo Arena, where I sat in a box and watched the Flyers play the next game with my face. I looked like Rocky Dennis from The Mask, from The Mask. Literally, like my face was massive. And I watched that game. And then 8 weeks later, they said I can play. And it was really close to playoff time, and we needed a big win and for positioning. And I remember going into the locker room at 3:30. And with my suit on, I still was wired shut. And I said to the doctors, I said, okay, take the wires off because it's 8 weeks today. You said I can play in 8 weeks. I've been skating. You know, obviously I can skate and keep up my skating. The doctor's like, no, we can't take them off tonight. We're going to take them off in the office tomorrow and, you know, make sure everything's okay. I said, no, we have a huge game tonight.
Yeah.
You're taking them off right now. And like, no, we're not. So I called a Harry Bricker, who was our equipment trainer.
Harry,
I told Harry, go get wire clippers, wire cutters, and pliers, yep, and bring them in here. So he brings in the wire cutters and the pliers, and I literally start clipping, clip, and then started pulling the wire out of my teeth.
That is right.
So I'm pulling them out, and the doctor's like, no, stop, just freaking out that I'm bleeding because I'm pulling them out myself. And he's like, okay, we'll do it. So they took them all out, and I ended up playing that night and actually playing pretty well. But
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. You are an absolute maniac.
Yeah. I still remember the clip. And, you know, because they have those wires that go through your teeth like a sewing machine. And I just remember I can feel it still and the sound as I'm just clipping. I pull the wire out between my teeth. And this was like at 3:45 in the afternoon, and I'm just like, there's no way I'm not playing in this game.
Did you lose during that whole thing, like 8 weeks?
Not too much. I actually, because I had broken my jaw earlier against Dallas in 1999, so I understood. My wife Tracy, who is just an absolute saint, found a way to keep my weight. She would puree any type of food. Like, she would puree a steak, she would puree chicken and with heavy cream and make it taste so good. But I had like full course meals in a shake form. And I actually kept my weight, never lost any weight, especially on the second jaw break, which was amazing.
Unbelievable. Hey, yeah. Before we go, we do need to just touch on Craig Berube going to Toronto. Got a 4-year deal. I heard it's $5 million a year. So shout out to Chief.
Nice.
Good for you, Chief, because he is, as you know, one of the best guys ever. And
the perfect hire.
He'll do a great job, but guess what? They still need to make changes there because their defense is not built for the playoffs.
Nope. It's not. Their defense, their goaltending, and unfortunately, a couple players that need a change of scenery.
But you know, I talked to Chief a while ago, and I said, you know, growing up as a kid, did you ever think that there'd be the possibility? This before he had signed with Toronto, and I said, you know, you've got Jersey after you, you've got Toronto. I think Ottawa was interested, a few teams. I said, if Toronto offers you the job, you have to take it. And he goes, yeah, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, as much
pressure,
just the media
attention.
Exactly, it's going to be insane. But you know what? You get an opportunity to coach one of the most storied franchises, you got to take it.
Yeah. Well, listen, if there's any coach that doesn't give a shit about the noise, it's Craig Berube. He is a guy that is going to coach the way he wants. He's going to coach the way the team needs to be coached. He's going to say what he feels, and he's going to tell everybody else to pound sand. Yep. And you got to love that about him.
If he wins the Stanley Cup, JR, in Toronto, he's punching his ticket into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for a guy that I think was undrafted, played over 1,000 games, was an absolute warrior in this league, to even be considered to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, nobody thought of that of Craig Berube during his playing career. So good for him. I'm happy for him. He'll do a great job there. Like you said, he's going to hold people accountable, but Levine's got to also help him out and change some things up there as far as their defense and, like you alluded to, their goaltending. So,
yep. Awesome. Well, good show. Good stuff. Look forward to game 7 here tonight and getting the conference final all secure and wrapped up. If I had to pick between Rangers and Florida, I'm going to have to take Rangers in 7, but it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida. I think we're going to see Florida, Dallas. But you know what? Hey, listen, you also said the Boston Bruins weren't going to make the playoffs. So I'm not.
Yep. But I did say Dallas or Edmonton was going to be in the finals too in the beginning of the year. So, and I did say the Rangers were going to be in the final in the beginning of the year. So I still have 3 of the teams that I talked about. So,
well, listen, shout out to our sponsors, Bet Online, Whiskey in the Wild, Protected Neck Guards, Believe TV, Caffeine TV. Thank you very much, JR. You close it out, buddy.
Yeah, it's great to be back on a Monday. Snipes and Stripes is near to my heart. I love the hat that you got going. Obviously, nofilter.net is the premier place to watch your podcasts. And we will see you on Wednesday from Germany. I will be there just enjoying some schnitzel.
What's the time change in Germany?
From you, it's 7 hours. So, for 7 hours. So I'll make sure that I'll have some schnitzel waiting for you for Wednesday's show. All right.
Okay. Enjoy this week and your daughter's wedding, buddy. It must be something to think about walking your daughter down the aisle.
It's gonna be somber, but it's also gonna be a celebration. So I appreciate it. So from me to you, from Snipes and Stripes and No Filter, we will see everybody on Wednesday, 7 PM Eastern time and 4 PM Pacific. Me. Looks like I'll be somewhere in Germany, and I don't even know what time it is, but we'll see you Wednesday. It's going to be a blast.
Hey, buddy.
See you, PLZ.